It's good to be with you again, Archbishop.
Thank you. It's good to be with you as well.
April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month in the U.S. This is observed by a number of organizations. Here in the Archdiocese, we're using this as an opportunity to highlight the importance of protecting children and to raise awareness about the safe environment and child protection efforts that are already in place here in our Archdiocese throughout our faith community. So what do you hope people learn this month about safe environments and what that entails?
With those who have organized this observance now for some years, I think it's a great opportunity for us to highlight the evil of child abuse in our society and to see that as adults, we all have a responsibility to keep our children safe, children in our own families, in programs that we are associated with programs associated with us in our church. But really, we want all God's children to be respected and protected. This month is an opportunity for us within the church to focus on our own efforts. We've been involved in an organized way in creating safe environments for young people for many years now. It's important that we remain vigilant and keep those efforts fresh and up to date. I'm also happy to just kind of share the news of what we're doing and what I think are the good results of those efforts now over a number of years.
For those who may not have had to go through safe environment training, or certification, as we call it. Can you explain what does that process entail and why is that so important?
There are certain things that are mandated by the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People that our diocese has adopted now for 15 or 16 years. And the Charter is in force in Catholic dioceses across the United States, all aimed at creating safe environments for our young people, and we might say creating an inhospitable environment for somebody that might be up to no good. Yeah. and want to take advantage of children. So the efforts to create a safe environment fall, the responsibility for that, we might say, falls on the adults. Mm-hmm. And so we focus on adults who are either employees or volunteers involved in programs that have significant contact with minors, with children, or with young people. So all of us, starting with me, who are involved in any way in those programs have to go through a training to understand what constitutes a safe environment. So what are the things that need to be in place for children to be safe? What are the behaviors that are expected, that are acceptable and good for the adults that are working with children? So that training takes place before someone is allowed to participate in these programs. And then it has to be renewed every several years. So we stay fresh, kind of keep the idea of a safe environment in our minds. All of us, too, adults have to undergo a criminal background check. It's a way of ensuring that there isn't anybody who's seeking access to young people in our programs who might have had a problem with the crime of abuse or any other crime that might compromise their ability to work respectfully with young people. Our programs then become filled with adult volunteers and employees who are committed to create safe environments for our young people and who understand what that really means, what's necessary to do that. We're blessed in this archdiocese to have at the moment about 20,000 people who are currently safe environment certified. So they've gone through the training, they've undergone the background check, and we have confidence that those adults know what their responsibility is with regard to keeping children safe. Since the charter has been implemented now a number of years ago, about 40,000 adults in the Archdiocese have had the safe environment training. What makes me feel really good about that is the sense that we have so many more people now in our families and in our community who have at some point committed themselves to creating safe environments for young people, but also are aware of what potentially might be a sign of danger or problem mm-hmm. For a young person that they might observe and then be able to raise a concern in a way that would ensure the safety and the protection of the child.
And so vigilance is one of the outcomes.
Right.
Of this.
Yeah. So we have a lot more people who are kind of on their toes and alert to both the importance of a safe environment, but also to things that might be a problem that you know might compromise the safety of a young person.
Correlated with that, we also have a program for young people themselves. Mm-hmm. Annually, kids in K through 12th grade mm-hmm. in Catholic schools, religious education, youth ministry, they go through Circle of Grace training. And that was developed here locally, mm-hmm. correct? So could you tell us a little bit more about what that program is?
The Circle of Grace and the Circle of Care, they're two aspects of the program dealing with adults and with children. But as a response to the mandates of the Charter to create safe environments, this program was developed locally. As I said, there's this training for adults to understand what's the safe and respectful way to deal with the children who are in our care, but also the children themselves, young people, go through an age-appropriate training to help them understand how to respect themselves and how, in a sense, to recognize appropriate attention and care on the part of an adult from something that might be inappropriate, so that they, too, can voice a concern if they feel that in some way they're confused about the way that they're being treated or something disturbs them. We teach them to say something to a responsible person. It's a very important aspect of the safe environment, allowing young people the opportunity and really the dignity of speaking for themselves about how they might be experiencing something.
Circle of Grace, the name is based on a Christian understanding of the dignity of the child, right? They have the right to be protected and treated with respect.
And they have the right, and really we encourage them to speak up if they're having an experience that in some way violates this circle of grace that makes them at all question or feel uncomfortable about an experience that they might be having. We can be very proud in the Archdiocese of Omaha of this Circle of Grace program that has been developed and really refined and improved over many years now. There are about 40 other dioceses in the United States and some beyond this country that have seen the effectiveness of this program, the materials that go along with it, and have asked to use it in their own dioceses. So I'm glad that our experience here was kind of inspired in terms of the program that was developed, and then that it's also able to be shared in other places.
That seems to be an ongoing need, right? We hear stories all the time where ecclesial communities, secular programs, and others, schools, where there isn't something like this in place. This seems to be one of the needs as well to raise awareness about, well, this is what it takes to start working toward a culture of protection for children, right?
It's a sad fact that the abuse of children and young people occurs in many places in our society, and it's much more common than we would like to admit. It's a horrifying truth, but we don't want to hide from it because we owe it to the young people who often are unaware of what might be happening to them or who are really not able to take care of themselves. We owe it to them to create an environment where they're safe and respected and protected. But we have been wrestling with this issue in the church now since the early 2000s in a very systematic way. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect, but we're determined to remain vigilant because we've seen that the programs that we have in place to create a safe environment have been effective, and that our church programs are some of the safest places around for young people, and that should be the case. We want that to be the case. We hope that as we talk about our efforts during this month of April, that any other organizations or groups in our community or beyond who might be looking for a way to ensure the safety of young people in their own programs, that they might take some encouragement from it, and we're happy to share what we have learned.
Toward that end, there's a micro website that is being launched right now called wordofhonor.archomaha.org. And that name, Word of Honor, is in reference to the fact that we're giving our word, and you, Archbishop, I guess directly, are pledging your word to continue to foster these sorts of environments, right?
I do give my word that we'll do everything we can to keep children and young people safe in our churches and in our church programs. One of the things that I've learned during the last year is the whole question about the safety of children now and even in the past when that's been raised again in the church and in other places. What I've learned is that so many of our own people don't realize all the things that are already being done very effectively to keep children safe. We know that there have been some serious problems in the past, and we've taken that knowledge very seriously, and our determination is to give our word of honor, as you were saying, that not be repeated. And so we have, since the charter was adopted in 2002, been really committed to safe environment for our young people and to be transparent about how we do that. And we're audited regularly to see that the procedures that we put in place are actually being followed. And I think the results are clear. Our parishes, schools, programs are safe places for young people. But our determination must be that we keep them that way. And then any way that we see that we could improve what we're doing, that we make sure that we make those improvements.
This training you mentioned is available to anyone and everyone who is seeking, as you said, to either work in one of our schools or programs with children directly, or just wants this training.
Mm-hmm.
That's available to everyone. So that's something that, again, is on offer. We have numerous resources about it on our Archdiocesan website, and then also on this new microsite, wordofhonor.archomaha.org. We also have people you can contact if there are questions related to this, because it is Child Abuse Prevention Month. If you need someone to reach out and offer help with concerns in this area, we also have people on staff who can address those concerns. Mary Beth Hannes is always ready to take those calls. So we have her contact information available there as well.
Right. We're encouraging everybody in our church, within the Archdiocese of Omaha, but also within the communities that are part of the Archdiocese, to take this issue seriously. As I said, it's not a happy thing to think about, but it's an important thing for us to think about. As adults, we're responsible for the safety and the welfare of not only our own children, the children in our programs, but really our neighbors, the young people in our communities at large. I'm hoping that more and more people within the Archdiocese can learn about what we already have in place and can be proud of that. Also, as you said, participate in any way that they would like. Sometimes it's obligatory if mm-hmm. you're volunteering or working in one of our programs, but other parents or grandparents, others who are interested, could certainly take the safe environment training mm-hmm. and learn more about how to take responsibility for creating safe environments for our young people everywhere. And also through the training, we learn how to be alert to the signs that a young person might be in some kind of trouble.
Yep.
So that we could take our responsibility in an appropriate way to reach out and help them. And there are many within the community who are trained to do that and are very ready to be supportive.
Archbishop, as we close, would you offer a prayer for our efforts in this regard and for the healing of young people?
Let us pray. Give thanks, Heavenly Father, for the many blessings that are ours in the community of faith and in the church. We thank you especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and we're conscious of his desire that the little ones have the opportunity to be close to him always. As young people come to us in the church, in our schools, and religious education and youth programs and in other ways, we pray for the knowledge and the courage to create safe environments for them. To welcome each of them with the respect that is due to them as your dear daughters and sons. Help us with the grace of the Holy Spirit to be vigilant and courageous in sharing the light and the joy of the gospel in a respectful way with all those who come to us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Archbishop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, a podcast of the Archdiocese of Omaha. For more information, visit archomaha.org/podcast.